This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
BJ and Jamie.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the program, the BJ Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. It is absolutely free. Put it on your phone and take a sitting where you go to the podcast later on today. Good morning, Jamie.
Well, hi.
How are you?
Well, I'm all right. I'm on this medication, you know.
And
it just makes me knock out. Like it's just.
What's it for? Yeah.
It's for my bladder. Not my bladder. My kidneys.
Your kidneys.
My kidneys.
You got bad kidneys, huh? Yeah. You're like the Pope.
I am like the Pope. It's no joke. Hey, the kidneys are no joke.
Well, I'm just saying.
And by the way,
you're like
and
the Pope.
I'm only supposed to drink like clear stuff.
Yeah. What are you drinking? Let me see what you got over there. Oh, you got a 2 liter.
But it's clear, right?
You got that killer juice.
I know. And I was like, I grabbed this and I thought, well, that's not what they told me to drink. They told me only to drink clear liquids. And I have a 2 liter bottle of Diet Pepsi.
That's right. Yeah,
you got that Coca-Cola killer juice.
Remember when they had like Pepsi Clear?
Yeah.
Pepsi Crystal?
Yes.
See, if they still sold that, I could drink it.
That stuff,
clear.
It was junk.
Yeah, it was.
Was it not the worst? What is it with these bottling companies like Coca-Cola and Pepsi? Anytime they try something different, it sucks.
I know.
Except for the regular and their diet. That's it.
But if they go
with something else, for some reason, they just can't get it right.
But people like the Cherry Coke for a while.
Oh. I do.
Yeah.
I like Cherry Coke. I still love it.
Anyway, it makes me just like, literally like.
Just to make you feel better, I'm praying for your kidneys.
Thank you. Actually,
I'll say a prayer for your kidneys. It's really scary. I'll bet it is.
It is scary because this is the second antibiotic I've been on because the first one was resistant.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
what's that mean? Does that mean it just doesn't work?
It just didn't work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Resistant.
So, resistant. Yeah.
You
know how they always
yet.
Tell you that could happen?
Yeah.
It did.
If you take too much of the same medication over and over again.
Yeah.
So I've been on like antibiotics since what, January?
Seems that way.
Three different kinds.
For all of 2025.
I know.
You've been loaded up.
Holy hell. Falling apart.
Does it make you feel bad?
Yeah. In fact, yesterday I puked.
No kidding.
Oh. Yeah.
Holy moly. Yeah,
it says, see, I don't follow any of the rules. So only clear liquids, right?
Yeah.
Whoops. And then it says, take with food. And I forgot yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that Arabella robe is shot.
Oh, no.
You threw up on it?
Yeah, because I didn't have time. I mean, like, I felt it.
Kenny,
and I know.
That's a $500 stolen robe.
I know. I'm so sad.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm going to try to
blink
it.
Put on something, you know, from, like, the Hooters Resort or something. You're about to throw up.
The Hooters Resort. Didn't that go under in Vegas? Yeah.
No, I think they're back.
Oh, they are?
Oh, I think they're back. I think one of the big complexes out there across the street from the Venetian, I think that Mirage or whatever it is that they tore down, I think that's going to be a Hooters complex.
No, they're bankrupt.
The restaurants are, but I think they're still doing a resort. I really do. I saw the sign when I was out there at the Venetian.
I'm going to say no.
All right. Well, investigate.
But I do know that you're going to be sad, Schmidl.
Yeah?
Because Circus is for sale.
What?
Yeah.
Let's
the
buy
legendary
it.
Circus.
Let's buy it.
It's probably only like $5.
Yeah, let's you and I buy it.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah.
The owner, who also has stakes at, like, he has 50% of this resort and this resort. He has a bunch of resorts, but he owns outright Circus, and he said it's time to put it up for sale.
No Does it kidding. Come with the bed bugs if we buy it?
I think so.
Okay, yeah.
Or
let's do it.
Maybe sold separately.
Those are free.
Yeah. I want a Circus robe.
Yeah, get a trapeze act.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Oh, God.
Wasn't yesterday a beautiful day?
It was.
Man. Gotta
it was
love
perfect.
It.
Perfect. I know.
You know, I love that March is going to be on Saturday. For some reason in my head, when March gets here, I feel like we're out of the woods.
Well, actually, isn't it our snowiest?
It is our snowiest.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that.
So I hate to tell you this, but
I'll give you the snowiest.
Bad news.
I'm talking about the frigid weather.
Oh,
you know, the
okay.
cold. The snow, I don't mind. The cold, I hate.
Okay.
But I feel like
we're not out of the weather yet because it's the snowiest month.
Yeah, plus that groundhog saw a shadow that time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, forget about him.
Stupid ass thing.
Don't forget about that dude. Yeah. All right, we have to take a break here. There's a lot of updates on stories this morning. There's an update on that cop that punched the Bronco coach that punched the cop.
Did we find out why?
Airport. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got that information. That's crazy.
Uh-oh. I haven't heard.
This guy snapped.
Yeah.
It
is not a good
he
scene.
Snapped.
Not
a good scene for the Broncos.
No.
You got to let this guy go.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to that a little bit later on. And one of the puppies got returned.
I saw that.
Yeah. Did you see that?
I did see that.
All right, we've got a lot on the way. Stand by. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It's all coming up next.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday morning. So off air, you tell me, Jamie, that we owe Carson an apology.
Yeah,
I want to clear things up if we owe him apologies.
We do. Well, last night was Monday night, right?
Okay.
And I was living the dream, and I thought of you, BJ, because I was doing that same thing you did Saturday night, but I was doing it on a Monday night.
I was doing laundry. Oh, laundry.
Yeah.
Matching socks.
Yep. So I was hanging up clothes and doing all that, and I thought, well, as long as I'm just sitting here on the floor. Which, by the way, that's where I do the laundry.
All right. You're sitting on the floor.
Sitting on the floor, surrounded by two baskets.
Yeah.
And so I go to Netflix, and I turn on a series called Gold on the Court, or Court of Gold, something like that. It's the Obama produced it, and so did Michelle.
Okay.
It's the production about the NBA teams going to the Olympics.
Okay.
It's behind the scenes of them going to Paris. Okay?
Gotcha.
So, do you remember when we gave Carson so much crap because we were like, oh my God, the Avalanche are all Canadians and you're voting for Canada. You're like going, oh, Canada.
Yeah, remember?
And we called him a traitor.
Right.
And
a turncoat.
Yeah. We said it was crap that that all these Avalanche players went to play for Canada during that, whatever that four thing was. Four nations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, four nations thing. Well, I kind of had forgotten that Jamal also played for Canada during the Olympics.
Jamal Murray.
Jamal Murray.
I didn't know Jamal.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like one of our best players. Yeah.
On the Nuggets.
Yeah. And he went and played for Canada during the Olympics. And then Jokic went and played for Serbia.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So.
And how they does both that, play here.
How does that owe him an apology?
Because he was like, look, all my players went there. So I think a lot of people probably were rooting for Serbia because their favorite player, Jokic, was on Serbian team during the Olympics.
No.
I don't know.
A lot of people are torn.
Okay. Well, maybe some people were. But most Americans were rooting for USA against Serbia.
I will say, when Jokic was taking him on, I wanted to see Jokic single-handedly beat Team USA.
Wow.
I wanted to watch that so bad.
You're a schmuck. I never root against Team USA, no matter what.
So why we owe you an apology is, A, I mean, it's obviously it's not just a hockey thing. I guess these guys do go to their other teams when they play in the Olympics and whatever.
And
right?
You love them. I mean, you grow up with them. You idolize them, and yeah, you're gonna cheer.
So
for
all
them.
Of a sudden, you're Canadian, which is fine. and then so that's number one. And then number two, I saw a lot of Americans with the Jokic jersey on in the stands.
During
this documentary.
During the Olympics.
Documentaries ruin you. I don't like the way you come in here after a documentary.
Well, by
because
the way,
they convince you.
By the way, it's so funny because the Serbian team, they all act like Jokic. Yeah, I just want to play some basketball. I was like, is this just a Serbian thing?
Yeah,
there's no
so.
Enthusiasm with
I
them
think
all.
So.
Like, they're all just like, I like the basketball.
Well, I mean, you can feel like you owe an apology. Yeah. I don't feel that way. I'm just going to tell you because I root Team USA no matter what. Okay, no matter what the player is, I root Team USA. But I think that's okay. But each can, you know, root his own. It
doesn't
matter.
By the way, I highly recommend this documentary. I've only seen two of the six parts. It's, you know, they're like an hour each. So it's six parts, and it's called...
Court of Gold.
Court of Gold. And Barack's in it. Man, they don't even like him.
Who doesn't?
Like the basketball team, our USA team.
Oh, why don't they like him?
They all ignored him. They didn't even care he's around.
Oh,
but you know, the guy, he was a weird guy, just geeking out over him. And they
like
just,
they're all in like this little group, right? And they're all having fun and everything. And Brock's just standing there, like, "Hey guys, what are you doing?
Can I shake your hand?"
They just didn't. They kind of acknowledged him a minute, you know, like, "Yeah, good to see you." And then he's just standing there awkwardly. It was bizarre.
Is Michelle in it?
Well. I'm only two in, so far, no.
No, okay, no, so no. Nothing there.
Nothing
I didn't
there.
Know they produced it. I didn't know it was part of their deal.
I didn't either.
I had no idea.
I didn't saw, I saw the
I don't
the
even
credits.
Know the show, to be honest with you. I don't know anything about the 50, what is it, gold?
Court of Gold.
Yeah.
Court of Gold, yeah.
Yeah, I know nothing about
it. Yeah,
it's
pretty good.
All right, speaking of sports, all right, this Denver Bronco coach, wait till you hear what happened at the airport. All right, first of all, we found out yesterday that this guy was arrested. He's a linebacker coach for the Denver Broncos. I forgot his name. Will Hoyt. Or something
Will
like
Hoyt.
That.
Yeah.
He got arrested out at the airport. I guess he got in an altercation with a police officer out there, a legit police officer, not just a security person. But he goes out to the airport and he leaves his truck unattended. He starts his truck, he's starting to leave, and for some reason he got out of his truck and walked off. Okay.
Maybe he had to go poop.
Maybe. I have no idea. I have no idea what the guy had
when
to do.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
I mean, like, that would be the only reason to leave it running and at the curb. Right? Yeah. Right. We're like, it's an emergency.
Well, no, he's in a parking garage.
He's in the parking,
and he's getting ready to exit. That's where he leaves the vehicle. So the cop walks up to him and says, "Dude, you can't leave your car unattended out here running like this." And the guy says, "F you."
All right.
Just right out of the chute, right? And then next thing you know, the guy, the coach, bumps him with his chest. Well, the cop pushes him back, and the guy hauls off and hits him in the face with his fist, knocks him to the ground, and tries to escape.
Oh, he's going to jail.
Yeah, it's real bad.
Here's the story.
According to the probable cause statement, Michael Wilhoit is accused of punching a police officer in the face at the drop-off line at Denver International Airport. Police say the Denver Broncos outside linebackers coach pulled up to the airport's arrival drop-off lane at the East Terminal yesterday afternoon. He then got out of his 2021 Ford Bronco and left it unattended. According to the probable cause statement from police, a uniformed officer approached Wilhoit when he returned to his vehicle and told him he could not leave his vehicle unattended. The statement said Wilhoit used profanity at the officer and bumped his chest into the officer. Once the officer shoved Wilhoit back, Wilhoit then punched the officer in the face, according to the statement. The officer tased Wilhoit for a couple of seconds before he got to his car and drove away. The statement says that the officer suffered injuries to both of his knees, also pain to his right jaw, and Wilhoit is facing a single charge of felony assault over the incident, and his bond is set for $5,000.
Holy moly!
So that makes more sense. I didn't understand the parking garage. It was, in fact, the drop-off area, because you know how strict they are up there. Well, I know, but he just said...
This one says the departure.
Well, departure is the drop-off area.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the drop-off area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, so it makes sense because you guys have all done that. They are vigilant up there.
Yeah, you can't even sit in your car and sit and wait.
No. Exactly.
Let alone get out of your car and leave it unattended.
That's why I was going to go with it. Like he should have gone up and gone, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I had to poop. It was really, you know, I was gonna soil my britches. You know, that's what he should have said.
Instead, he went with rage, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. He could have easily said poop the pants. Yeah. I think any officer would buy that. Yo. Right?
Although I do like that I went with soil my britches.
That's a Southern Illinois thing, isn't it? Old britches. I like that word. Is that crazy or what? This guy lost his cool, wow. Man.
Well, not like that. He's going to be sued.
They had to pull out a taser, hit him with the taser, then he drove off. Yeah. They had to chase him down.
What because that coach is a big guy. He is big.
But what makes you think you can do that? Yeah. It's a cop.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how big you are. You can't do that with a police officer.
I mean,
you can't go up and just bump them in the chest, and when they push you back, hit them with your fist?
No. Yeah.
That is outright assault, man.
Oh, my God.
On a police officer.
He might be done.
Yeah, this guy's looking for trouble.
He might be done.
Yeah, he's looking at trouble big time. Yeah. He's done with the Broncos.
Yeah, and the officer's going to sue him for money.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I saw a rumor yesterday saying they should let this guy go and bring back Von Miller as the coach. Yeah. Because he's out of his contract up in Buffalo. So
does he want to coach?
He wants to come to Denver.
Oh.
Yeah. So they're saying, oh, here's an opening for you. Now, again, that might be just a rumor.
Is his kid still here?
I have no idea.
That secret one we didn't know about and stuff.
But when I saw that story, I thought, well, Von Miller's kind of had his problems, too.
Yeah. Remember? Wasn't that chick?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the whole thing.
I'm like, I don't know if I want to trade one for that one.
Yeah,
he had his problems, too. This guy's in a world of trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't be smacking around on a police officer like this.
Did they tase him twice or just once?
I didn't catch it. He just tasered him.
They said several seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just held the button.
And then he's just standing there taking it. Yeah.
That's tough,
so bitch. That's what I'm saying.
And then drove away.
Yeah, that's wild.
You don't know that they're going to catch you? I mean, you're not going to get out of there. There's only one way out.
Well, yeah, and there's a million cameras.
Yeah.
It's the airport.
Yeah. Oh, everything is on camera. You're right. All right, quick break. We'll be right back with
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tabloid trash.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I know that we mentioned it before, but again, public service announcement, because that's what we do. We're supposed to be for the public, you know. That's our jobs.
That is our job.
It's our job.
Yeah.
So if you get one of those toll texts, we mentioned it last week. If you get one of those toll texts, it is fake. Just delete it.
Scared me.
I know. I know.
I hopped. I'm like, oh my God, we got to pay this.
Yeah.
My wife said it's fake.
It is fake. It is fake. But they're really
Jamie said
good
it's fake. Everybody said it's fake, but BJ.
Yeah. So they're saying that they're getting really good at this, and it says you have unpaid tolls and whatever, but they'll just mail you... E-470 will just mail you a letter. So do not go for that text. Just a public service reminder like BJ did.
It's a good text, though. I gotta tell you, man. I don't know who put that thing together, but they know what they're doing when it comes to scamming.
I know, but remember like last month you did that whole thing like, I don't get anybody that would fall for a scam. How dumb do you have to be?
Oh, like I really said that? I fell for that other one. Remember the other one where I had to go in and put my credit card
in?
Yeah,
you
I went
clicked
in
and, it and everything.
I went in and put in 4 credit cards.
What was it for?
I forgot.
Oh, no.
It was something that I got in an email. This was an email, wasn't it? No, it was a text.
It was
what?
A text.
It was a text. I know what it was for. It was a USPS.
Oh, that's right.
They said that you had a very important certified package that had to be signed for. But that whomever sent it was 54 cents short of making sure it gets delivered.
But in and your like, defense, oh. But let me just say, because most people would be going, you're dumb, and none of us would pay. But in your defense, that was right around when your dad died and there was a property transfer and your sister was mailing you something, so it made sense that it would be from her.
I had gotten a call 2 days before. Yeah, something, so be on the lookout.
So
you'll have
you
to sign
one.
For it. You'll have to sign for it. Did I not?
Yeah.
And then I get this text. I mean, just lo and behold, out of nowhere. And I'm like, oh, there it is.
Right.
There it is. I got to figure out
that
this property
will give
thing.
We'll give you a little rebuttal thing.
Hey, thank you, Jamie.
Well, it was weird timing. Because I even was like, well, I guess it probably is her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I put in a credit card and said, well, we can't accept that one. Put in another one. Okay. I did 4. Then I had to cancel all 4 because I caught on after the 4th. Because I'm sharp. I'm not dumb. I caught on after the 4th card.
You know what I love about my American Express Platinum? Is that it won't let me sign up for, you know, where you get it monthly services. It only lets me do a one-time purchase.
Oh, things. So no subscriptions, none of that.
I can't get any subscriptions. Because I think they know that you get backlogged and they probably have to cancel them all the time. So anytime I do the Apple Pay, it'll say, nope, we don't do this. And then I'm like, okay. And then I'll go back and just do one-time purchase and it'll say, accept. But it will not take a subscription.
That might be because don't you have to pay that off each month? Is that what that is?
It charges your credit card every month.
Well, no. I mean that there's a certain American Express, isn't there, that you pay the balance every month?
All American Expresses, you have to pay them off every month, I thought.
I don't know. I do anyway.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I thought you did, so maybe that's the reason they won't continue one.
No, I mean, you can... they have interest. I mean, you know, if I don't pay... But my kid and I are on a... It's hooked to the bank, so it just automatically pays it off. Anyway, but yeah, I know that it can, because I asked the lady, I said, if it doesn't fall on that date, am I going to get charged interest? And she's like, no, it'll be fine. I'm like, yeah, this feels a little fishy. Because why are you guys giving me this money for free if I'm not paying interest?
And every day it seems like I get a scam. Scam Likely always wants to call me.
Yeah, but you know what I do? Because I got a weird phone call and then I put it in the in Google. Because it didn't even say Scam Likely, and it said it was a scam.
Yeah, you can type them directly, and
they'll
let you know.
Yeah, just tell you right off. All right, it doesn't look like the Menendez brothers are going to get... Well, I know for a fact they're not getting a new trial.
What went wrong here? I mean, we were at the point of where they could be released any day.
Well, I guess they lied about some things. I guess some stuff had gone down that didn't make sense.
Hey, I think they should stay in jail to begin with, all right? I got no problem with it. But there for a while, I mean, we were looking at they could be out by Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess so they are up for resentencing right now. But the guy, whatever, the prosecutor, has to decide that, and he's going to write a response. So we'll know if they can get resentenced. But as of now, that's the only option they have. There's no new trial. He shut that down right away because there's this weird thing where he said on the stand that that he wrote a letter like to his buddy or something like that about the abuse 6 years ago. But then the next trial, he said, no, he only told him about it 9 months before. So it's the smoking gun letter that I don't really get.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. And the prosecutor was on TMZ yesterday and he's like, look, this smoking gun letter is obviously a lie.
The only thing we know for fact that happened under that roof was that these parents got killed, brutally murdered. That's
right.
The only thing we know for sure. The rest of it is just him talking or him talking, and that's it.
Yeah, so they're looking at the resentencing. I don't know if it'll happen or not, but that's all they're up for. And then, but he did point out that Newsom can can pardon him anytime.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They can get out without a trial.
Yeah. So he said it's really up to Newsom if he just wants to get him out.
Yeah. I'm shocked. I thought for sure they'd be out before the year started.
Yeah.
I did.
But he said that, I guess Newsom hasn't even said anything about it. Like,
forgot about it.
Nothing to see here. But for the past 2 years, he could have gotten him out. All right. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, Diddy. This could be crazy. So Diddy's people filed that the search warrants were illegal.
Uh-oh.
It worked in the O.J. Simpson trial. They got them tossed, all the stuff that they found at the O.J. Simpson in the houses. They got all that stuff tossed out. So all the baby oil, all the things they found, they said that, let's see here, it was unreasonable search and seizure. And so they're trying to get all that evidence thrown out.
I don't think it'll work. But it might.
You know, I don't either, but the fact that it worked with OJ.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, his lawyer's going to try everything they can throw. Everything they can throw at the courts are going to throw it at it. Just to delay or at least, you know, try to find an escape plan.
Maybe get lucky.
But I just don't see it happening. There's too many witnesses.
But I would be sad if they can't talk about the baby oil. I have to be honest.
Yeah.
I really want them to get up there and go, so what up, man?
I want them to bring it in on a cart.
Like,
you know?
1,000
bottles. Yeah, like 1,000 bottles. Yeah. Wheel them into the court.
I like it.
And start spraying the audience.
How do you spray baby oil? Just
you squirt it. Yeah. Yeah, I know baby oil. What the hell? You don't think I know about that crap?
I was like, spray it.
Oh, yeah. Squeeze it and let it zoom.
He's got spray on baby oil.
Yeah.
And then finally, my favorite guy on the news is retiring, and I'm sad, and I like him a lot. Lester Holt has announced, well, he hasn't, but they have announced his retirement. I like that guy. He just seems like he could be your, like, uncle, and just like, well, Jamie, here's what you should do.
He's got such, like, a calming voice, too.
He does, right? And you just feel like you could go to him for advice, and he'd be like, yeah, what you need to do here is. You're like, thanks, Uncle Lester. I'm a Lester. I bet that was a shame his whole life it rhymed with molester. Sure. Here comes Lester the molester. In high school. All right, I'm done. There you go, Tabloid Trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. One of the stolen puppies is back.
Yay! Woo!
Now where's that other dog?
Exactly.
We need the other dog. All right, we'll give you details coming up next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.